And this is probably one of the most important aspects of movement, is the ability to help your body shift energy through the act of movement. If you combine it with breath, it's very, very powerful.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I help women to create exactly what they desire, no matter the obstacles. So, you know, I wanted to bring something in interestingly today. In these solo episodes, where it's just you and me, and we get to go into a topic a little bit deeper. And I was really feeling the topic of movement, because it is one of the four keys of embodiment that I call the term I created. And embodiment is very important to creating what we desire, because we have to embody what we desire. We have to embody the version of us and all of the aspects that would show up in that version of us in order to create that version of us. It's kind of backwards than most people think, where, you know, you create it first in the external and then you become it. We actually have to become it first and then create it in the external. And so the four keys of embodiment are the ways in which we embody more of our true self, our authentic self. We embody our higher self into the lower self. We embody our soul's gifts and talents. And we embody the next version of ourselves, or the version that we desire to create. And so the fourth key of embodiment is movement. So why is this important? Why is movement important to creating your desires, to creating the life that you want, to manifesting, and even to wealth? First and foremost, it's important to understand that our bodies are meant to move. Our bodies were not designed to sit still for long periods of time. They were designed to work physically, move throughout the day. And what that does is a couple of things. For one, movement helps to circulate blood flow through the body. It also helps the lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system doesn't really function unless you're moving. So this natural system of detoxification doesn't work unless you are moving. It helps to create movement in the joints, which kind of keeps them, for lack of a better description, kind of lubed up. For again, the movement creating the hyaluronic acid in the joints. And movement allows for, you know, our meridians to stay open, our chakras to stay open, and it allows for energy to shift. And this is probably one of the most important aspects of movement, is the ability to help your body shift energy through the act of movement. If you combine it with breath, it's very, very powerful. This is something that I learned in yoga. So I started learning yoga back in about 2002. And a friend of mine who lived down the road in Costa Rica, I lived in Costa Rica, she just decided she wanted to teach it to me. I think I did ask her, but I didn't have this like grand desire or anything, but it was something I was interested in. I'd seen her do it. And so she taught it to me. But she taught me like really good yoga. She taught me how to really utilize my breath. And I took it on, and every day I would practice by myself. It became my first meditative practice. It was very, very healing. And what I found with the combination of movement, because it's not yoga, it's just movement. I mean, yoga is very beautiful and wonderful, but what I'm referring to is the combination of the breath and the movement. And so what I realized was that when I was trying to work my way into an asana, a different position, any resistance in my body, I could breathe into that area of my body and I would open it up. My body would open and all of a sudden I would have less resistance. Now, as you move that air of your body, it's like if you're wringing out a towel, or you're moving something around in order to get to something else, right? That movement in the body is shifting the muscles and the soft tissue and even the bone in a way that's allowing for circulation, for breath, for energy, for prana, for shakti, to get into areas of the body that are tight, tense, maybe more restricted. So the movement allows for parts of your being to be exposed that maybe are trying to be hidden, trying not to be seen, the shadow aspects of self. And so this is very powerful when you are working to move through limiting beliefs, fear, resistance. You can move your body, even just dancing or just moving in a primal way, meaning just listening to your body and letting your body tell you how to move, along with breath, can be very powerful to shift stored trauma, stored emotion, stored energy in your body. But movement also, we can take it a bit further. So again, as we move, we increase circulation. We also help through that increased circulation and the oxygen flow to the muscles and the removal of nitrogen and toxins from the muscles, from our organs, from our body in general, we create more vitality. So if you're moving regularly, your body is going to have some level of vitality, specifically if you're breathing well, that a person who's sitting a lot will not have that same vitality. And when our muscles have vitality, when we're releasing the toxins out of our body, when we are filling them with oxygen-rich blood, when we're creating space for energy to flow, we actually allow ourselves opportunity to create more powerfully. Because our whole entire energetic being is more expanded, more open, more vibrant, more radiant, more vital. And everything about the creative process has to do with that vital life force energy, that creative life force energy. And creative life force energy, vital life force energy, prana, chi, it's all the same. It can be subtly compartmentalized slightly, but it's all the same energies, fundamentally. And so when you are feeling good, when you're feeling healthy, your energy is naturally going to be flowing better in your body. Your chakras are going to be more open. Versus if you're not feeling good, if you're feeling stiff, if you're feeling, you know, low energy in the context of not wanting to move a lot, you're actual creative life force energy is also going to be lower. And so, you know, this is kind of the idea of like how much power you're putting behind your actions, behind your thoughts, behind your intentions. So if you have a higher vital life force energy and you're constantly breathing into your body and moving and keeping that energy flowing and increasing the energetic capacity that you have, you're going to have more punch, so to speak, behind each of your actions. Your actions are going to carry more of a punch, a vibrational punch to them, especially if you're really using your mind, your vibrational state of being. You're going to have more of a powerful punch in creation. So this is why it's really beneficial if you are really wanting to up-level yourself, is specifically with regards to wealth, right? Because wealth is really about abundance. It's about resource, the energy of resource, which is the feminine creative life force energy. And if you're wanting to create more of that in your life, even if it's the resource of love, the resource of connection, right? Resource is everything. Literally, it's everything. Resource of support, resource of joy and fun. Then you want to be increasing your vital life force energy, your capacity. You want to be moving your body. You want to be exercising. You want to be exercising regularly. And this is also going to help in conjunction with the movement and everything I've just spoken about. It also helps the body-mind connection as well. So movement is so much, so very important. And, you know, there's never like this one way that this stuff has to happen. So what I mean by that is, you know, there's lots of different ways to breathe. And there's a correct way of breathing, absolutely, a three-part breath. But we can also do breath work and breathe in all different kinds of ways. And they can all be beneficial. It's the same with movement. You could do yoga. You could just dance. You could walk. You could run. You could weightlift. You could do gymnastics. You could do swimming, right? There's so many different ways to move our bodies. And so how you move your body is not as important as, you know, really finding something that you enjoy, that lights you up so that you feel alive, you feel happy, you feel joyous while you're doing it. It doesn't feel this like, ugh, this thing I have to do. I have to make myself do it. And sometimes we have that initially, right? Like sometimes right off the bat, we can kind of have this feeling of like, eh, I don't want to move. And we have to kind of dig deep and kick ourselves in the butt and just be like, hey, just move, you know, just get up and move. And then once we're moving, we feel better. And it's the same with, you know, starting an exercise regime. Sometimes you have to kick yourself in the butt. But overall, finding something that overall you like, that you enjoy, and that's what's going to be most beneficial for you. But really considering this, if you are working to step into a new level of yourself, create something for yourself, are you moving? Are you moving regularly? You know, every day you have some level of movement that is substantial. And do you really honor your body in that movement? So, bringing that in consideration, I like to combine different movements. I like to dance just when I'm feeling it. I put on the music and I dance in the mornings. I run. I do yoga. I lift weights. There's a lot of variety there, and changing it up and doing different things. I go on walks out in Mother Gaia. And I can, you know, it's just, I've always been the type of person who's wanted to exercise and work out, but you know, not everybody's like that, and that's okay. And I really hope that you hear me when I say how beneficial this is and just how good you feel when you're moving. And if you've kind of been doing the same thing for a while, you know, you might change it up. So if you're thinking, well, I move every day or most days, and this is what I do this, and that's what you've been doing, maybe change it up. Maybe do something different. Add a new routine in. Change it up so that you access different areas of your body, so that you challenge yourself. That movement accessing different muscles with the movement, accessing different areas of your body with the movement are going to produce the most results because of the energy can kind of hide or get stuck, get lodged in all the areas of our body. So yes, movement helps you to create, helps you to hold a higher vibratory energy and create what you desire. So I hope this cell episode has been fun for you and has brought you some insight and some wisdom. As always, I love you so much. And please, please, please share this episode with others that you think could benefit from this message. Until next time. Mwah.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.